In sports, let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you hear what Rob Gronkowski did this weekend?
Yeah, he caught a ball out of a helicopter.
600 feet in the air. He fumbled the first two, but caught the third one. What it was, he wasn't trying to break any record. Of course, he is an honorary captain. He and Teddy Bruschi are honorary head coaches for the University of Arizona. They both came from there. So this was just a little stunt that they put together just to try to hype the team up and stuff like that. But can you imagine catching a football that's dropped from a helicopter 600 feet up?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's better than what happened to the quarterback from Central Michigan this weekend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He got shot.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, it's. I mean, you hear.
If you don't, like we've said, if you don't put yourself in the situation, bad things can happen. Maybe he should have been catching a football out of a helicopter too.
Now there's one. I watched the Yankees won 3 out of 4 against Cleveland, but the game on Saturday was. Was one of those. I enjoyed it. I don't normally watch 2-1 games, but the pitching matchup between the two starters in that game was really, really, really fun to watch. That's all I can say. I don't normally like 2-1 games, but they both had control, and it was whatever pitcher made the fewest mistakes. But once again, Mike, they weren't allowed to complete the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's I know. I mean, DeGrom finished his game Friday.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come out for sure, but he didn't, and he finished, so he got a win. That was pretty good. But this is the calamity we call baseball now. Remember what we were saying last week about the 7-inning doubleheaders?
Yeah.
They're 7-inning doubleheaders, right? That's what baseball established. 7 innings condones a complete game when you're playing a doubleheader, right? Well, Madison Bumgarner pitched a complete game, 7-inning no-hitter yesterday. But baseball won't recognize it as a no-hitter. You make the rules, but then you bend the rules.
You bend the rules, yeah. And because you know what? They don't think ahead. It's just it's all garbage now.
Well, that's just like what the idiot's saying, "Oh, we're going to make the pitching mound 61 feet." It's ridiculous. Baseball is an unwatchable product. This guy Tatis, who they clamor is one of the best players in baseball. Every time he hits a home run, and he hit a few this weekend to his credit, he does a little stutter step cha-cha before he gets to third base. I'll tell you what, folks, if I was pitching and guys that I pitched with came up against this clown, he'd be spitting his teeth out of his mouth. You don't do things like that. If you want to install something like that in your video game, fine. You don't do that on the field. You don't show people up. It's ridiculous what baseball's become. And if you hear the old-timers speak about it who get chastised and ridiculed, they're 1,000% correct of what this game has become.
Well, I mentioned something last week, and you weren't on the air with us. One of those old-timers who said he can't watch baseball anymore, Gary Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, he's not even an old-timer.
Yeah.
He's not even an old-timer. I mean, can you imagine anybody doing a cha-cha coming to third base with, I could list an arm's length long of pitchers who would retaliate to that. You don't do things like that. Like some famous athletes say, when you do something good, act like you did it before. It's not a special event because you're supposed to do it all the time.
Just imagine if you did that to Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax.
They'd be calling the hearse.
That's right. It's true.
Unbelievable.
It's a different game nowadays. It's a totally different game.
And I watched the Dodgers play the Padres last night. 7-1 lead after 6 innings.
Yeah,
the Dodgers blow it.
Yeah, they lost.
Wow, was their bullpen terrible. Absolutely horrendous. And you know who started the whole the onslaught of the comeback?
Who?
David Price.
There you go.
I can't. This guy needs to go. He needs to go. He needs to be out of the game. How do you blow a 7-1 lead?
It's and you lose it. They lost it in the bottom of the ninth.
They lost in the 11th.
11th, pardon me.
They went extra innings, and then they play Strat-O-Matic baseball with a man on second when you get to extra innings. God forbid the game stays the same, and they wound up losing in 11. And that just shows you the sad state of baseball. It was 7-7 after 9. So they played two complete innings with a man on second, no out. And the most both teams could muster was one run.
Pretty
That's
sad.
That's baseball.
Pretty sad.
I mean, a bunt, a fly ball, you got to run with a man on second and no outs. Major leagues, professional players can't do that. Can't do it. They can't make a bunt and a fly ball. You get a run for nothing with a man on second. They can't do it.
Oh, well.
Absolutely pitiful. Baseball's becoming very, very unwatchable. But DeGrom pitched a great game Friday night.
Well, you know, it's just baseball itself. So,
Met fans better enjoy DeGrom this year because he's gone after this year. DeGrom is gone is what it's going to say on the back of the New York Post. He has an out clause in his contract after this year. Can you see him staying in New York?
Not unless they make some radical changes. Yeah, no.
I mean, he's making money, so money's not the thing. A guy of his caliber with what he does, he needs to win more games, and he needs to win a championship. That's never going to happen on the Mets.
All right. In hockey, yesterday the Rangers beat the Sabres, Penguins beat the Bruins, the Devils lost to the Flyers. But a couple nights ago, the Washington stayed in first place by beating the Islanders.
They've been beating the Islanders every night.
Yeah.
The Islanders are... They're going to make the playoffs, but they're a little bit on shaky ground right now because you got, I think it's three teams that are real close, Washington, the Islanders, Boston, and Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh very quietly has taken first place in that division. So it's going to be a dogfight. The Rangers are playing good, but it might be a little too little too late, but the Bruin loss yesterday got the Rangers in the punching view of that last playoff spot. They're 4 points behind with the. I think they got like about 7 or 8 games to go. So the Rangers have a shot to make the playoffs, believe it or not.
And who has the longest winning streak in the NBA?
The Knicks, probably.
Yeah, 9 in a row. Yeah.
I'm glad for them. I really am. I mean, we downplayed the Knicks. How long have I been doing this with you?
20 years, it seems.
It's about time. And it's about time. Like I said, maybe they listened to our show once or twice. They got the young kids. They got a couple of kids from Kentucky and elsewhere that are playing good, and they want to win. And that's the difference between these kids and the old-timers that they had that went through the motions, and the only time they ran was when they got their paycheck to the bank.
It's just nice to see them playing good. They're not a championship team yet, but you know what?
In the lackadaisical world of professional sports, you never know. An upstart team like the Knicks might be able to do it because these other teams, they can't turn it on and off like they do with a switch. They're a bunch of incompatible teams that win games. When you have a cohesive team like the Knicks are becoming, they can do big things.
Now, at least it's fun to go to the Garden for one thing this year.
When was the last time I said something good about the Knicks?
Yeah.
This morning.
That's right. That's it. Before then, no. All right.
I mean, I'm a straight shooter. Yeah. I call it the way it is. The Knicks are a good team right now, and they're young and they're hungry and they want to play. Now, maybe in 3-4 years when all these guys start making $800 million a year, they'll be complacent again. But for now, they're doing what they need to do to win, and I'm happy for them.
All right. How'd your racing go this weekend?
Well, we only had that one race Friday, but the winner won. He paid just a little more than $4, but if you threw all the horses, I said, behind it, you came up with the try and the super. And I think the super, I don't remember, but I think it paid like $360 for a buck. So you made applesauce out of apple cores, and it was pretty good.
All right. Well, we'll check with you later on this week if anything exciting happens, but if not...
Well, yeah, I'll be calling in Thursday and Friday because Thursday's the Oaks, and we'll do the undercard, and Friday's we'll be doing the Derby for Saturday. So big racing culminating this weekend, and I'll be on XTV.com watching all the works in the morning from Churchill. I came up with two. I got to get two more.
All right. I'll speak to you when you call in on Thursday.
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cosio with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.